The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Okay, great. So welcome again. Welcome to Happy Hour. And for today's practice, what I'd like to invite us to explore is self-metta and self-compassion today. And we can never have enough self-metta, self-compassion. Self-metta, self-care, self-kindness for oneself, goodwill, friendliness for this being that is you, compassion, which actually there are two different practices. I'll talk about them in a moment. For ourselves, it's the underlying, it's the foundation of the metta, for metta and compassion for all other beings. When we fill our own cup with our own care, with our own friendliness for ourselves, we don't need it from others. We don't expect it from others. There's not this neediness in the mind to be cared for. There's a sense of contentment, self-sufficiency, perhaps. Maybe that's a word I want to use, or more of a sense of settling. That's it, settling in ourselves, in our bodies, in our hearts. There's a sense of settling that allows us then to support and actually serve others. It's as if we have filled our own cup. If you imagine a cup of tea that's empty, we've filled our own cup and our heart is overflowing. And from that cup that overflows, we can then fill other people's cups. So starting always with compassion, with friendliness, cultivating goodwill for ourselves, and to acknowledge that it is challenging for many people, for many of us. It is a challenging the practice. It's probably easier to be compassionate and have metta for others than to cultivate it for ourselves. So we use skillful means, different ways into this practice to kind of, instead of jumping in like, okay, start compassion for yourself. Okay. Instead of just jumping in there, we use skillful means. So tonight, one of the skillful means, one of the methods, one of the creative ways that I'd like to invite us to explore and work with is using using the image, the felt sense, the image of of Kuan Yin. So excuse me. So many of you might already be familiar with Kuan Yin, who's supposed to be the bodhisattva, who's the right before getting becoming a Buddhist, it's bodhisattva. It's the ultimate. It's the paragon of compassion. It's this. It's the personification of complete love and compassion without any expectations. So, and the statue of Kuan Yin, actually, I was trying to find a statue an image of Kuan Yin to put up on, but I couldn't find one that I liked, but I'll describe it then. So usually Kuan Yin, the statues of Kuan Yin, it's female, it's in female form, this bodhisattva of compassion. It's in female form, and it's depicted by sitting with a regal rest, a posture where she's sitting with one arm on the floor and one leg propped up and the arm on the leg. So she listens to all the cries of the world, cries, the joy, the 10,000 joys and 10,000 sorrows. And she listens with equanimity, holding, listening deeply, and complete sense of compassion and care for everyone. Unbounded, unconditional, completely unconditional. So we will invite the image, and when I say the image, it could be any image in your mind, right? It could be imagining a being of light. It could be imagining Mother Teresa. You can be imagining, if you have an image of Kuan Yin, you can be imagining Kuan Yin. But the embodiment of unconditional love, unconditional compassion. If that that being was your mother, was your grandmother. So this sense of being held with a complete unconditional regard and love. They care for you, they hold you no matter what. And if your own physical, biological mother or grandmother did not embody that, don't go there. Imagine Kuan Yin as your hypothetical, as your virtual, as your universal, compassionate mother. So you need to have some creativity. If you go down any road and you're like, that doesn't work for me. Okay, you don't have to stay there. Be creative and see how you can use the skillful means, how you can make these invitations work for you. So let's do it. I talked a lot. Let's get into the meditation. So I'd like to invite you now to get into your meditation posture. If you need to sit up straight a little more, or if you need to relax, maybe you need to lie down. See what your body needs in this moment. See what your body needs in this moment. Landing, relaxing, softening. Inviting the breath, to massage your body from the inside. And as the breath is received, the abdomen and the chest, throughout the whole body. Relaxing, softening, massaging every muscle. And if you notice thoughts arising, it's okay. It's part of this practice. Just noticing, becoming aware of what the thoughts are. And smiling at them, thanking them, perhaps. And maybe gently telling them, thank you, but not now. Please come back later. Right now, I'm settling for a moment of refuge, cultivating. This practice of metta and compassion. So please come back later. Not now. And coming back smilingly without any judgment to the body and the breath, just receiving each breath, one breath at a time, settling for a few minutes, before we embark on the cultivation practice. Receiving each in-breath and out-breath. And the whole body, the abdomen, the chest, the legs, the arms, the heads, the whole body breathing. Feeling grounded, settled, connected to the earth. And I would like to invite you, if you wish, conjure up, to bring in, to invite in. This embodiment, this sense of Kuan Yin. The bodhisattva of compassion. However it wants to show up for you, whether as Kuan Yin or some other image or being. However, the archetype of complete love, complete compassion. Wants to show up for you. Unconditionally. However, it wants to show up for you. Whatever image, vision comes up for you, this being completely loving. Unconditionally compassionate. And this being just holds you with kindness. Looks at you with caring eyes. They are strong. They are capable. They are not weak. They are strong and they're loving in their presence. Let's imagine they know everything about your life, about all the challenges you've had, about your wholesome intentions, about the mistakes you've made, about things that are difficult for you. They know your whole life story. Not only do they know the life story, they also really appreciate and see all the causes and conditions above and beyond your own life that have led to the challenges or the beauty. They have a bigger picture than you have access to. And with their unconditionally unbounded loving heart, they care for you. They love you no matter what. And there's nothing you have to do to deserve it. It's just offered to you. Letting yourself receive this unconditional metta, goodwill, love, friendliness, whatever nuance works for you, be creative. Being of compassion looks at you with kind eyes, with a loving gaze, completely understanding. Now I'd like to ask you to consider, if you will, something that you're having a challenge with right now in your life. May not be the most challenging thing, but something that is challenging. That is causing some suffering, some pain, some difficulty. And as you bring this up and as you share it with Kuan Yin, either in words or in a gesture, maybe as you bring it up, they understand, they fully know. And they hold it with you. Maybe you offer it up and you put it on their lap. Here's my challenge. I put it on your lap, dear Kuan Yin, or whatever image you're working with that works for you. And they respect it, they hold it with you, this challenge. Your weight is lighter because they are holding it with you, compassionately, without judging you for it, understanding all the causes and conditions above and beyond your unique time and space that have made this to be. And as you receive, let yourself be held with compassion, with care, with this difficulty. Both feeling supported, your heart held. And also maybe you feel more embodied, more resilient, more grounded. More stable. Letting your heart resonate. With this beautiful, complete, loving resonance of the unconditionally compassionate being. That your heart be touched and held. If you find a lot of thinking, discursive thinking arising, and letting it go and coming back to the body and the breath. And the warmth of being held in this precious limited time by the compassionate being, Kuan Yin. Held, understood. strengthened, soothed. See what is needed. Kuan Yin holding presence for you. And you holding presence for Kuan Yin. The compassion in Kuan Yin, the compassion, the beauty, the grace of Kuan Yin, the divinity, waking up your compassion, your divinity. Your beauty. staying embodied, grounded with the breath and the sensations of the body breathing. And feeling, sensing yourself gazed upon, held by the archetype of compassion, this being embodiment of love and care unconditionally. Waking up your own compassion, your own care, your own beauty. And maybe in this you feel a sense of gentle, loving, warm strength, gentle strength. And holding the challenge that you put on Kuan Yin's lap. And for the last moments of this practice period together, just as Kuan Yin, the embodiment of compassion that you have evoked, holds you with complete understanding, holding yourself with care, with appreciation for whatever this period of practice was, without attachment to outcome. Whether you're sleepy, a lot of thoughts came up, it doesn't matter. No judgment. You sat, you tried, you planted seeds. That's the best any of us can expect to do. Planting seeds, wholesome seeds. And thanking yourself for showing up. Showing up for yourself. However, and whatever was available tonight. Thank you all for your practice. I'd like to ask you if you would like to share maybe a word or a phrase. You can type it in chat about what might be coming up for you right now. The word and the phrase that comes up for me is gentle strength. Gentle strength, the word that comes up for me. Right now, this incarnation of the practice. You're welcome to share what's coming up for you. And you can also unmute yourself and share a reflection or a question. Bill offers acceptance Prajna, moved by the great vows of Guan Yin. Yes, thank you, Prajna. Neil offers filled with love. Acceptance, moved by the great vows of Guan Yin, filled with love. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing your reflections, Sangha. And everything is welcome. Your thoughts, if your mind was thought filled with thoughts, that's welcome too. Let's hold that. Let's put that on the lap of Guan Yin and to hold that with compassion.
Trudy has a Guan Yin statue.
Trudy has a Guan Yin statue? Oh, there! Oh, yes! Thank you. Thank you, Trudy. Beautiful. Thank you for sharing that, Trudy. Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. And there was one that I actually really like, and when you guys go into group, I'll try to find the image of that. I just remembered there's one image. It's really beautiful. I'll conjure that up. How do you spell Kuan Yin? Different ways to spell it, or because it's, but one way is here. I'll put it Quanyin. That's one way. Maria says, sadness that Kuan Yin is not a real person in my life. Yes, and well, how wonderful that we can conjure her up in our imagination, us human beings. We have so much capacity to imagine, to access this capacity of love. And thank you, Vicky, for offering all these different spellings of Kuan Yin, exactly, and there are a few more also. Cher offers, having her in mind gave my practice more awareness, presence of being witnessed. I felt supported and the gentle strength too. Nikki, great, beautiful. Thank you for that reflection, Cher. And Marie Christine offers, I began to cry as I brought up the difficult situation, so I had to focus on the breath instead. Thank you for sharing that, Mary Christine. And I think that's very skillful sometimes when the difficult situation feels overwhelming. Coming back to stabilizing in the body is very skillful, is the practice of titration. Beautiful, very wise. And also sometimes it might be skillful, and you can experiment with this, see what works, to actually see if you can put it on the lap, this difficulty, this crying, the tears, if you can put the tears on the lap of Kuan Yin also, and let her cry with you, hold you with compassion, and you can try that. There's so many different ways to work with it, so thank you for that. Susan offers, I connected with intention and more ease and strength. Lovely. Yeah. I really like this practice of evoking Kuan Yin. There's so many different ways to evoke Kuan Yin in the practice of compassion. As I mentioned, one way is to put the whatever is coming up. You know, one practice is just throughout the day when challenges come up, you offer it up, you put it on the lap of Kuan Yin. And you imagine it being held by her, not just alone. You're not carrying it alone. There's so many ways, and see what works for you. See what works for you. What is titration comes to question. So titration, T-I-T-R-A, titration, is to titrate I'll explain what it is. To basically, you decide when it's too much, you back off. And when it's the right amount, now I can extend my capacity, then you extend your capacity. So titration, basically, when I use that word, is knowing what your limit is. If you can stay with something, then you stay with it. Then when it seems overwhelming, then you step back. You are gentle with yourself, just as you were, for example, just as Mary Christine earlier was sharing, it became too much, too difficult to be with. So going back to the breath, going back to the breath is one way of titrating, deciding to lighten up a little bit. So Kuan Yin is not a nun, if the question comes. She is the bodhisattva. She's a mythical figure. She's not real. She's a mythical figure. So she's considered to be the bodhisattva of compassion. So she was not a nun, same way that Bhattacharya was, for example. So how about, so any other questions or reflections? You're also welcome to unmute yourself. We'll take a pause before we go into groups. Questions, complaints, problems, those are fine too. This may not be an easy practice for you or for us, which is okay. That's why it's a cultivation practice. We keep cultivating little by little by little by little, planting seeds.
Well, one thing that came to mind actually when you first introduced the topic, Nikki, is that, and I'm sure a lot of folks are familiar, but Kuan Yin exists in like different forms, like different gender forms and different cultural forms among different types of Buddhism. And, you know, for me, like one of the other forms really works as a kind of imaginary compassionate, or, you know, like imagining that compassionate being. So, I can, you know, type the names in the chat or something, but if people are looking up artwork or statues or that kind of thing, there's kind of a whole range of possibilities.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Thank you, Erica. And so Kuan Yin, exactly, is since it's a mythical figure, whatever works for you is the wise one to use. And I was bringing up, I think earlier I did mention, I think I did mention that Kuan Yin might work for you. It might be the being of light. It might be Buddha. It might be Jesus. It might be Mother Mary. It might be some other, whatever works for you. And tonight we're both mostly working with Kuan Yin, offering that in the sense, but really whatever works for you. And you're also bringing in, oh yes, and yet there are all these other deities with different gendered or ungendered or that also these personifications. So it's skillful means. And one thing that actually I love, so I've done these practices with so many different ways of tapping into, you know, Kuan Yin has a different flavor for me than the being of light has, or imagining someone in my life who was very, very loving towards me, who's passed away. So all of these, just using whatever works. And the Buddha, for example. So yes, thanks for bringing that up so I can highlight it. Yes, whatever works, be creative. And Erica, you're welcome to type in if you're moved to type in more resources, if there are ones that specifically work for you, if people want to look up their images, their stories. So, okay, it's a good time now to transition. So here's what I'm going to suggest for tonight's practice in small groups. This is going to be fun. So you are showing up as Kuan Yin. So Kuan Yin, or whatever the personification was, now they have just kind of, they've entered you. They're curious, what is it like to be Nikki? Like, so they're looking out of your eyes with complete compassion for yourself and for these other two people in the group. So you're going to meet, so three Kuan Yins or three Buddhas, three whatever, three compassionate beings are going to meet in this group. And they're just going to talk briefly about their practice or not. They might just sit with each other and smile and hold each other with compassion and care. See, so we're going to create this imaginary space and see how that might resonate, how that might bring up the sense of care and love and stability for you sitting with, and how that might support if there is any sense of social, I don't know, anxiety or social fear. Like, no, you're showing up as Kuan Yin. That's the being that's showing up. We're showing up as the Buddha that's entered you. It's like, what is it like? Like, feel it in your body. Actually, let's take a moment, do an improv for a moment. Your compassionate being just entered, is now embodying you, is now filling you out, completely filling you out, looking out of your eyes, looking at the image of these beings on the screen. Wow, the eyes of compassion are looking at these beings on the screen. Can you feel how that can have a different flavor to it? Can resonate, can bring up this resonance of your own compassion. Wow, you're looking at these compassionate beings through the eyes of Kuan Yin. They're human beings just like you. Kuan Yin loves them just the same. So stay with this. Please stay with this. And I'm going to create the rooms. And if you decide participating tonight is not right for you, that's perfectly fine. No judgment. But I hope you stay and try this experiment. Where else can you experiment with something as awesome as this? So I'm going to create the room. Stay. Embodiment. Feel what it feels like potentially with having Kuan Yin, the sense of, oh, Kuan Yin, what does it feel like? Kuan Yin. So, all right, the rooms are created, and here we go.